latest team news from clubcall.com.
Well, a very warm welcome along to Friday's busy Manchester United bulletin. First up, Michael Carrick felt it was very much a point gained for United after the 174th local derby with rival City ended in a goalless draw. The Reds defended well to keep the Blues from hitting the back of the net, despite going down to 10 men after Marouane Fellaini was sent off following a clash with Sergio Aguero with 4 minutes left on the clock. The Red Devils came together in the closing minutes, and Carrick feels the 0-0 draw could prove to be an important result. He told MUTV, "We defended well and got stuck in. In the end, a point is a point, so when you look at the bigger picture of the table, it could count for an awful lot. It's a good point, and it's a point gained on Liverpool." Moving on to some injury news, and Timothy Fosu-Mensah picked up a fitness problem in the game at City and is now a doubt for the squad to face Swansea on Sunday. Fosu-Mensah came on for Henrik Mkhitaryan in the 86th minute following the dismissal of Fellaini. Mourinho confirmed afterwards that the young Dutchman had picked up an injury and is now a doubt for the clash with the Swans, while he could also be sidelined for next week's Europa League semi-final first leg against Celta Vigo. Finally, in club legend Gary Neville believes United will face a big problem if they lose prized goalkeeper David De Gea. De Gea has established himself as one of the best goalkeepers in the world since moving to Old Trafford and has been subject to heavy La Liga interest for several transfer windows. Recent speculation has suggested this summer may finally be the one in which De Gea departs United for warmer shores, though Neville believes it would be a big mistake for his former club to let the Spaniard leave. He said, "De Gea was fantastic against City in the bits of work he had to do. He was calm, composed and authoritative. If United were to lose De Gea, it would be a big problem. It would not be easy to replace him. He's right at the top level."